The teams are in. It's time for NRL Team List Tuesday. With thanks to Puppy Lovers. Find love with another dog parent. Download the Puppy Lovers app today.
Yes, we do start with the Melbourne Storm taking on Manly. You'll hear the Battle of Brookie. That's generally a term that's get mentioned when they are playing this game at Amy Park, though, mind you. It is Storm taking on the Seagulls, the home of the Wurundjeri people. This is a big game here, the Melbourne Storm taking on the Seagulls. The Seagulls, who were so brave and resolute, taking on Parramatta, narrow in defeat. That kick from the sideline from Mitchell Moses. But here's how the team shapes up. Nick Meaney has been officially named in the jumper number one. Jerome Hughes, for the third week in a row, has been named in jumper number seven. Does he play? That's the major question there for the Melbourne Storm. So he's been battling that calf injury. That's what's been going on there. Nelson Asafa Solomona remains on the sideline. Tui Kamakamitha to start at prop for his second week in a row. And Chrissy Lewis drops back to 18th man. Ruben Garrick, he's the man to go back to the custodian position. Tommy Trbojevic, we know he's gone. Likely to miss the remainder of the season. George Tafua has been named for his first NRL game since 2020.
Jorge
Tafua. So he takes the wing vacated by Garrick, who goes to fullback. Marty Tapau is out. Ethan Bullimore is the new man on the interchange, and this is all via NRL.com. Jason Saab is listed in the reserve, so he's getting close to a return, is Jason Saab. Nominees here on the text line. Hey, guys, a great cup for the Manly versus Melbourne match would be the Taniela Paseka ate all of the Munsters Piella with the big fella Nelson Asafa Solomona. Steve, that comes through from 900. Drew writes, the Steve Bell, Taco Bell, Mill Trophy. Richie's gone down the Steve Bell. Hey, boys, got a double here for you. Steve Bell, your Brent Gross and Smell. So he's included the Roosters versus Sharks game. Melbourne versus Manly will be playing for the Wayne Evans Slice of Devon. That comes through from 853. But I'm going to go with the Catsman here. I think the Catsman nailed it. He said that they were playing for the Stephen Bell, no need for hair gel. Thank you very much, Catsman. That's what we're doing there. Solid. We move on to the second game of Indigenous Round, gentlemen. Panthers take you on the Cowboys, home of the Darug people. This is a big game, 6 o'clock. You'll hear all the call here on SEN. What a match that'll be from 6 p.m. Brian, what do you see here?
Panthers, no changes. Obviously, they've just blessed with injuries or the lack of injuries at the moment. Cowboys, now a couple of big outs. Felt gone about 6 weeks, and Tamalolo out also. Similar injuries. So the Hammer, so Tabuai Fidao replaces Felt on the wing. Cohen Hess will start at lock. Jake Granville and Tanua Brown are the new men on the interchange bench. So they get some handy replacements to fill in there. And they are playing for, now we've got a couple of beauties here. We've got the Richie Barnett hairnet, the Gavin Case of Miller Lite. I don't mind that.
Yes.
Cronulla versus Roosters, Anthony Tupu. Poo-poo platter. Sharks are playing for the Todd Carney drinking fountain. Very, very good. A couple of Todd Carneys going to mention. But I'm going for the Shane Vincent Van Gogh elope.
Yes, well done, Brian. Well done. Shane Vincent, real estate now, isn't he, Brian?
He is. I think he's at NG Farrow.
Oh, there you go. Chatting to Todd Payton too in just under an hour. So looking forward to the chat with the great Toddy Payton. Broncos taking on the Titans, home of the Yagara and Torrible peoples. It is a local derby in many ways for southeast Queensland, Brooksy.
Not many changes with both sides. Looks like Reynolds will miss this game. They've got Gamble and Mam in the halves. And the Titans, they've got Philip Sammy out, so Brian Kelly will come in. So this is an interesting one because the Broncos and the Titans at Suncorp used to, like, they had such a strong record.
Mm.
And the Titans have won a couple in recent times to take over that. The Broncos looking for 6 straight. The Titans bounce back prematurely against the Dragons and then got thumped by the Sharks. What do you guys make of where the Broncos are at without Reynolds?
They bounced back prematurely.
Yeah. Well, they did. It was one win.
I've never heard of bounce back being known as prematurely.
Yeah.
No, you're not ready, boys.
What was it? One game win
streak.
Too
early bouncing.
One game streak. Yeah.
They've won 3 of the last 4. You're right about the Titans' recent record.
Yeah,
3 of the last 4. However, the Broncos won last year, 36 points to 28. Did you mention Fifita?
He's on the extended bench,
yes.
But yeah, not sure
okay.
if he'll be back. But yeah, Broncos looked good last week. No Reynolds. It screams 6 in a row following the Cowboys, but derbies.
Yeah.
You never know.
they've got to jag a decent coup sometime. I think this is a danger game, big time, for the Broncos. What are we playing for?
Heaps of origin spots at stake here as well, like across the board, even for the Titans. There wasn't too many come in. I've got the Broncos Titans played for the Scott Prince Albert Piercing from Benny in Brizzy.
Benny's a well-known dirtbag.
Yes.
And Brady's gone the Craig Teven teething ring. I'm trying to think, who are some of the players that played for both? Do you count Wally Lewis?
Scotty Prince, Ash Harrow.
Are we counting seagulls? Are we counting charges?
Yeah. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be the titaniums.
I heard today, Wally Lewis, they were talking about, I think it was on Vossie and Brandy, they were talking about how we didn't really get to see the best of Wally Lewis because the Broncos came in 88.
Yep.
And he went to the Seagulls in 1990 as captain coach. So, yeah, it was one of the big disappointments, I guess. We didn't really have that.
Well, he's immortal. Yeah. And we never saw him shine at what was then called the New South Wales Rugby League competition, did we?
We saw him shine in Origin, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Broke our hearts.
That's right.
10 times.
Yep.
10 times man of the match.
Actually, Crab that'd be interesting to plot where he got those man of the matches in what year.
Crab stat.
That's a very good point.
I remember as an Illawarra fan, we lost to the Broncos in the Panasonic Cup in 89, and he was just amazing to watch because I hadn't really watched him too much, but he was just this amazing 5'8".
Yeah, because he wasn't overly quick.
No.
And he didn't – I mean, he could ball play, but it was just the way he controlled the game and the way he made everyone else just panic in attack.
Just believe,
you know that try in Origin where he runs around Gary Jack?
Yep.
Mm. Where he just dummies and dummies and dummies. You can just see him all holding off. And if you have a look, there's no one really outside him to dummy to.
And really, I mean, it's different now, but he's not that big, is he?
Like he was solid. But
when you see him now, he's not a hulking man, is he?
No, but he's now 60.
Yeah.
Would it have been one of the big calls? Because Kevvy Walters was sort of coming in, right, at that time, and they basically went, we want Kevvy and Langer, a young halves combo, to head into the 90s. Because he evolved to 13, right, at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
So, yeah, it would have been a massive call for the Broncos back in the day to say, basically tell King Wally to go. And
Wayne.
Then Kevvy.
There might have been a little bit of between him and Wayne.
What did you make of the yarn about Reynolds on the sauce after injury? Play on.
Play on.
Yeah.
I found it strange. I don't know. To go out in your same clothes, I don't think he's got four kids at home.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be doing that.
Magic round. Alfie got him in a headlock.
Going out till 6 a.m.
Oh, I don't know. No, I just clue. I don't care.
Well, we had him on the show on the Sunday.
Yeah.
He was good as gold.
He's good as gold. Okay. He's actually on the show, wasn't he?
He was on the show.
Okay. All right. What are we playing for, Brooksy?
I'm going Craig Teven, teething ring. Scotty Prince one's a bit out there.
Rightio. Warriors take on the Knights, home of the Yagara, the Jinnaburra and Cubby Cubby peoples. Gibbo, this is yours.
Yeah, the Saturday 3 p.m. game, they're always fraught with danger for the loser. There's a couple of changes we mentioned before the 4 p.m. news. Freddie Lussick will start at number 9 for the Warriors, meaning Adam Fanua Blake is out with a foot injury. It's looking very likely that he could be gone for the rest of the year, which is such a shame for the Warriors.
And Lodge gone.
It seems like these recruitment things happen to teams like the Warriors, and especially the Warriors. Like, poor them, I guess. Ben Murdoch-Masila will start in the front row with Jazz Tavunga. I did mention before that Denamis Louis has been named on the extended bench, so there's a chance that he'll play at some stage, and they need some players in the middle. Taniela Otukolu will start at 14 for the bench, so I think that's his first game for the year. Now, on the other side of the ledger, Bradman Best, he had that pretty bad dislocation in his elbow. So unfortunately for a player who's missed a lot of games through injury, he's going to miss some more time. Inari Tuala will play for him.
Okay.
And I was watching the New South Wales Cup last week. It was the Knights versus the Dragons, and it was pissing down with rain. Matt Russell and Spud Carroll were calling. Jake Clifford and Tex Hoyer in the halves, they had a tremendous game. Jake Clifford coming back from the 3-week layoff, he's gone straight into the team. So you'd think that Milford and Clifford going forward is the 6 and 7 for the Knights. What do you think, Joel?
Oh, I totally agree. I don't mind it either. Tricky game, really. What's your gut feel saying to you, Gibbo?
Oh, I had a soft spot for the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to struggle up the middle. And this is a game where the Knights can click with Milford, Ponga, and Jake Clifford coming back. So I think the Knights.
Feels suitable, doesn't it? it does feel suitable for the Knights.
You know what the tough thing about all these Warriors? Like, it seems like every week they're losing a player. And they're playing over there in July to welcome them back. And like Matt Lodge, for instance. Like, can't you hold on till we at least get a couple of home games? You know, or announce it later in the season. Like, I know there's obviously reasons, but this whole build-up for Warriors fans, for them to get ready to welcome them back after 2 years away, and we're just seeing Harris DeVita's retiring at the end of the year, Matt Lodge is gone, Ewan Aitken's going to stay in Australia. Like, we're getting Cody Nikorima couldn't last, had to stay at the Rabbitohs, went to the Rabbitohs. Like, this is so disappointing to launch them back into the NRL in New Zealand.
Do you know what I find interesting? And Dejanazi's been resold out of the 17 with Chanel Harris-Tavita. He's pretty much made his intent that I just don't love this game anymore. Like, really, if he's not going to re-sign a contract. So is he checked out already? Like, what can you honestly expect from Chanel Harris-Tavita moving on for the rest of the year? So I find it very intriguing that if I'm coaching and a guy has basically said, look, I don't have the love for the game, which is essentially what he's showing to me, like, why is he in your 17? What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, well, it is a good point, but maybe he's just saying, right, I'm resigned to the fact that, you know, we don't know what's gone on behind closed doors, but he said, yeah, I'll give him my best for the last 12 rounds of the year, and next year I just don't want to, you know, we don't know what's going on now.
But I think it's such a great point that you made, Brooksy. Like, a few weeks ago, the Warriors were getting some wins, and they were getting good wins. They're trending downwards, and they're about to go back home in huge crowds. Very disappointing with a soft spot for the Warriors. But I think the Knights here, they got players like Dan Saifidi and Tyson Frizzell who have been named as potential New South Wales Blues players. Yeah. So they're thinking, all right, we're going to smash them through the middle because they've already got players out. So look, danger game for the Warriors, but let's be honest, every week is.
Well, Saifidi's spots, if you're doing a live ladder, so to speak, team, he's almost not there the way he's playing, but Freddie will be just cheering him on for a massive game because he's loyal to his team. Yeah. He'll want to pick him, won't he, Brian?
Absolutely. And he will. I reckon he'll pick.
Yeah.
So Fede will be in the squad somewhere.
Yep. Anyway, sorry, Gibbo.
So they're playing for Fletch. This one's for you. The
yes.
Blake under 16 grill, Green Shield participation trophy. As I know you didn't make the Green Shield side.
I wanted to travel and write.
Yeah.
I was, I don't know enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Causey Shield. I peaked at under 12s.
Causey Shield. Rabbitohs take on the West Tigers. Of course, the West Tigers, a famous victory, a Jackson Hastings field goal over the Bunnies earlier in the year at Combank Stadium. This one's at a Core Stadium and playing for the Wungal people in this particular game, the Rabbitohs and the West Tigers. This one here, Cameron Murray, not named in the 13, not named in the 17, but jersey number 24. As he's trying to get back from a shoulder injury just in time for the Blues selection. He's missed the last two games. Prop Mark Nichols hasn't played since round 4. He's back. He joins the bench with Harmay Sele promoted to the starting side. Trent Peoples is the man who drops out. Tevita Totola and Tane Milne have both been named. So they'll be monitored. They've copped a couple of head knocks, a pair of them, Tevita Totola and Tane Milne. So things may be coming back for the Bunnies. The fullback is back. Dane Laurie, we were talking about that earlier. Luke Brooks has come back seemingly earlier. He's had that hamstring complaint. Of course, Jock Madden, he will make way. He's been terrific, Jock Madden, in the absence of Luke Brooks. Staffatoa moves from fullback to centre. Tyrone Peachy is out by the looks of things as well. And Asu Kapoa is back on the wing. So Junior Tupou misses. Had a mixed game last week, Junior Tupou. Jake Simpkin returns at hooker, pushing Jacob Little to the reserves list. And David Nofaluma is not yet listed in the team. So he's listed among the reserves. Your nominations coming in for this particular game. South Sydney take you on the West Tigers. The Jason Taylor Memorial Cup. Cheers, Wombat. Talking about the coaching, of course. Does he coach at both South Sydney and the Tigers?
Yep.
Jason Taylor,
yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Remember he got douched at South when he was in the... doing Karate Kid. And
that's
then
right.
Dave Falonga just went, Bus. Ta-da, down the stairs.
That's right. Dunny, he's got to put your best Johnny Cash on. He said, they're playing for the Michael Maguire Bald Head of Fire. Thank you very much. That was horrific. Tigers and South playing for the Robbie Farah Golden Nose, says Tiger Tim from Canberra. South and the Tigers are playing for the Craig. No, I'm not going into that one. Playing for the Michael Cheekham, Watch Him Slam. And this one here coming from Brett. Brett says, Tiger and the Souths are playing for the Tim Brasher Potato Masher from Brashers. Thank you very much. But you know what they are playing for? They're playing for the Justin Doyle. Which oil? Mechanics know. And when you really think about it, you know which oil. The Justin Doyle. That's what they're playing for there. Thank you very much. We move on to the Sharkies take on the Tigers. Sharkies take on the Tigers. This is a massive match. Home of the Durrell people, this one, Brian, and the Sharkies with the home game.
Yeah, Sharkies. Will Kennedy returns, and the impressive debutant last week, Lachie Miller, he's named 18th man. Your man, Sifa Talakai, is named.
Wow.
So they're the only two changes. The Chooks. Tupanua returns from the head knock he got. He comes onto the bench. So Egan Butcher is gone. And Terrell May retains his spot on the bench last week. Well done.
Ooh, okay.
Good on him. They're playing four. Now, there's a lot of one. There's been hammered. I've come up with a Des O'Reilly, Rado O'Reilly sign poster. But I think this is it. Cobb's come up with a beauty. The Todd Bowl of Chili Con Carne.
Ooh, yeah,
I like
good.
That
that's
one.
Good.
So that is leading at the moment. But they have a lot of you forget that Arthur Beetson, the great Arthur Beetson, and Jack coach both sides.
Yeah,
forget
true.
About that. Anyway, I thought there's a little bit of
that's good.
You happy with that?
Yep. Very happy with that.
Okay, well, Brooksy.
You know, before we go on to Brooksy, you know what I'm happy with as well. Mm. Brooksy, speaking of which, has lassoed very late. Nico Hines is going to join the program very shortly.
Awesome.
So, if you've got any questions for Nico, let us know on the text line. Brooksy, you have got. The Bulldogs take on the Dragons. Belmore Sports Ground, home of the Durrick, Eora and Bendigul peoples.
As a Dragons fan, very worried about this. We have fallen over to the Dogs in recent years in big games, and they always seem to have a little bit of a bogey effect on us. So with Dufty and Vaughan there, you know, they'll be playing a little extra harder this week.
Dufty is one of the names I need to see.
And he is starting at fullback.
Is he? Wow.
And Paul Vaughan starting at in the front row. So Josh Addo-Carr's back for Indigenous round, which is great. He missed last week's game due to illness. Ockenbore is making way for the Fox. Corey Waddell, who had that bad head knock up at Magic Round, he's returning. And Joe Stimson returns to the reserves. The Dragons, McCulloch's back. He'll be on the bench. Mbai still starting at 9. My boy Cody Ramsey, he's still at number 1 for the Dragons after his awesome effort against the Warriors. What do you guys think of this, Belmore? The train's going past every 18 minutes.
Yeah, I get your... I tell you what's fascinating here, right? So West Tigers won last week, and their strategy was just send Garner all day. All day they had him going at Flanagan. And then when he started to bite, they go at the back, and that's when Mamalaw started scoring tries. When they're doing the tapes, and now I know he's in recruitment, but you've got Shane Flanagan at the Dragons. How much
interesting?
How much would you be offering to get to your own son in a game plan? Because I've got no doubt about it. That left edge is going to be Jack Bird, isn't it? They're going to have Jack Bird just going straight for Flanagan.
Yes.
It worked. It worked for the Tigers against Canterbury. So the Dragons have got to do the same thing, don't they?
You reckon maybe they're doing two sets of tip sheets?
You never know.
Yeah, Shane, this is yours. Wink, wink. Boys, we're meeting down at the Cogra Cafe and show the real one. Dragons win this. I'm just looking at the team. Ben Hunt is the best player on the field there.
That's what I thought, Brian.
Ben Hunt gets them over the line.
Yeah. I tend to think that
love
might.
It.
That's
like
the way
it?
I'm leaning. Yep. Can I just say this, boys? Because in my head, I just find this so bloody clear that the coach, Brad Fittler, is going to pick left centre Matthew Burton. Isn't not the most obvious thing in the world?
Mm-hmm.
He's played with those Penrith players.
Yep.
His last time on the big stage in a grand final, he was within a bees of getting the Clive Churchill. Isn't it so blatantly obvious that Matt Burton will be the left centre in the state team? Or am I wrong?
I don't think they're going to pick him, what I'm hearing.
Really?
Yep. I'm hearing now it's Crichton.
But Crichton's not even playing left centre.
I know, but he's going to be there to protect To'o.
But why can't
little baby
Burton,
feet? To'o.
Burton
he probably could
protect little baby feet.
Yeah, baby feet can't get up high. So that's what I'm hearing. But I'm with you.
Baby feet needs big boy Burton.
He does. Yeah. But look, he's got the giant Crichton.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I love that little headgearing wearing centre.
I just think it's so obvious that he will be picked at left centre and possibly Crichton at right centre. I don't see the Stags Crichton thing.
Don't see Stagsy?
Well, just because he might pay the price of having not played with that Penrith cohort.
The only thing I can think of, he's been playing, Matty Burton's been playing six and hasn't been going great. I know
You know he'll get it done at left centre.
He will get it done. He will get it done. But sometimes selectors think they want to go in with teams who got like players who are confident and with a bit of form behind them.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. In my little head, I'm going to be – so, yes, I'm going to be – take. I think he'll be the left centre. Anyway.
A little head, baby. A
couple of cups have flown in for this game. I'm not too sure. You guys will have to check with this one. Tony Grimaldi, Lewis Capaldi album cover. Did he play for the St. George Dragons?
I think he – I don't know whether he played first grade, but I know he – old lobster body.
Lobster body.
The Grimaldi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Because all these –
So play on with that one. Paul Vaughan, under the bed storage cup. We've got the Tim Laffey chunky meat pie. We've got the T-Baz wooden plank cup. We've got the Paul Vaughan barbecues galore cup. But this one, saw it early, thought it's what they're playing for. It's the Morris boys minor. Bulldogs Dragons.
Yeah. Good.
It could be two of them up for grabs.
It could be. I like
it. So, yeah.
And who sang that? Who sang Stutter Rap? Remember the song?
Oh, yeah. I was going to chuck a bottle. Morris. I was going to chuck a can.
Chuck a can. I think it's Morris Minor and the Morris and the Miners, isn't it? No, know what I mean. And the angel.
Morris Minor and the Majors. Yeah.
Morris Minor and the Majors.
No sleep till bedtime.
To come with them in the cup. Start a rap. Get that out. That's going to be part of the quiz.
That's very, very good. Okay, righto, boys. Let's sign this off with the Raiders taking on the Eels. GIO Stadium, Canberra, home of the Gunnawal people. This is a big game. Raiders back at home. Parramatta, where are they at? They're either the world's best team or they're not. Gibbo, take it away.
So it's some massive ins for Ricky Stewart's team. Jamal Fogarty will play his first match of the year. And wow, this will be sets up a pretty good game. Jared Croker will play game 293. It was a sort of a shame to see when he played that NRL game to get injured so quickly. Chance Nichol-Klockstar, he is out of the side, meaning Zav Sav will play number one. This team looks like a team that could probably play for the rest of the year for the Raiders. For the Eels, I know, Fletch, you've been waxing lyrically about Mike Acevo and whether or not he'll play.
Talk to me.
I will talk to you. He is number 24.
What does that mean, Brian?
He's playing.
He's playing.
Number one in your hearts.
So
he'll be playing.
Wonga Blake has been named on that wing. So Opacic and Penasini in the centres. For this game sets up to be really nice the way Parramatta have been off and on the last couple of weeks.
Day
the
Raiders, game.
Day game. Hopefully a dry track. Yep. Raiders trending upward. Look, I like the Raiders here. I like the Raiders here. Jamal Fogarty back.
Could be with you, Gibbo.
Yeah, a bit of value. Maybe we'll find out later on. Yep. We've got a couple of cups here. I think there's one man that everyone wants to have involved in this cup. Ian, best of the brothers, Hindmarsh Robertson Shield from NTG.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Good on you, Gaz.
I like this one here. Not so much that Pat from Nowra. So he's asking about Clinton Schkowski, tin of alphabet soup. But then he goes, PS, is Hector on today? He's getting quite the follower.
Yeah,
he is. Where is Hector?
Hector from Bombardier. No, he's a Wednesday, Wacky Team Wednesday specialist.
He was an A grader yesterday.
Can I just go back to here, Sugar? Because I know you're very, very tight in the Sharks area. Kyale Iroh, is that at Iroh?
Yeah, it's a nephew. Sorry, it's a son of one of them. Yeah, Kyale Iroh.
Kyale Iroh.
Yeah.
Like Tony Iroh, maybe?
Definitely a son of one of them, yes.
Because I've got Cade Dykes,
yep.
Who I watched in that trial. I thought he's a first grader. Yep.
It's Kevin's son.
Kevin's son.
Yeah. Yep.
What are you laughing at, Brooks?
What you were saying to Sugar, you're tight in the Sharks area. I was like, what area is that?
You know,
you're tight in the Bondi variety.
You're right in there.
Is that the fin or the...
Not right in there.
Nothing goes past... Like, nothing gets past him down there.
No, that's Ricky. Ricky, that's his gig. He's all over it.
Nah, you've got some connections. I mean... Down there at, what's that pool called? There's a pool.
Pool?
Yeah, we all get down there and hang out.
What, like a rock pool?
The rock
thing.
Pool, the beach pool.
Yeah,
rock pool.
Shelley Park.
Shelley Park, that's the one. You all get around there to coffees with your big rank tats on.
Southern Cross tats. Hey, listen, April's waiting for the news. 1300 01 1170. We've got Nico on the other side of this. Oh, there you go. So, geez, you're a good operator, Brooksy. You've just lassoed Nico Hines, if you don't mind. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. You can also text 0457 736 736. That was Teamless Tuesday. Thanks to Puppy Lovers. We're still on air, Brian.